This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, January 24th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The 2025 American Farm Bureau Federation Convention kicked off earlier today in San Antonio. Informational workshops, a trade show, contests, keynote speakers all highlight the convention. But on the policy front, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall says a new farm bill is their top priority.
That's exactly right. You know, Congress has kicked this farm bill down the road for 2 years. It's time to get it done. Now they kicked it down for the third year, and we got to get this done because our farmers and ranchers and our food security depends on us getting a new farm bill so that we can have the risk management tools that guarantees us get from one season to the other. Those tools are what helps us get through low prices and hard times.
Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas is this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers guest. Lucas says a farm bill may be attached to one of a series of budget reconciliation bills that will come through Congress this year.
So don't be surprised if you have a reconciliation bill that will address the border and address the tax code early, maybe very soon. Then what would be this year's regular reconciliation bill sometime later in the spring or summer, which would be a vehicle for a farm bill. But there will also be a third reconciliation bill after October 1. So we'll have maybe not this first bite at the apple, but we'll have two more bites at the apple. And no matter how good the 18 farm bill is, and it was based on my 14 farm bill, solid with inflation and COVID and trade wars and all the other things, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We've got to turn the knobs, address the safety net, address crop insurance issues. We can get that done.
Lucas says there's plenty of concern of the ag industry about the president's plans for deportation. Lucas says it's a part of the process and border security must come first.
The president made border security, the integrity of our international border, our sovereignty, one of his highest issues in all three of his presidential campaigns. How this will be implemented, we shall see. But yes, my home congressional district, which is the northwest half of the great state of Oklahoma, possesses a lot of livestock feeding programs, a lot of livestock marketing programs, meat processing facilities. I'm very sensitive about these issues, but the president's made it clear we're going to abide by the law. And I would tell you this also means we need to make changes in the laws that pertain to workers that come into this country and people who are here. But our fellow citizens won't let us do that until we can convince them we've secured the border, secured the situation at home. Then we can address ag labor.
On another front, Lucas says he's not a fan of trade tariffs. But he says the president proved that that blunt instrument can bring about better trade relationships.
But remember, President Trump in his first administration used tariffs to get the attention of the Chinese and our trading competitors around the world. And he got their attention in such a way the Chinese at the time agreed to buy $50 billion extra dollars in U.S. ag goods. So it's a tool that has to be used, I think, in order to get the world's attention. Now, how high will those tariffs be, or will they all be imposed? I would hope our trading partners will react and respond and be willing to play fair with us. If that's the case, we won't need these tariffs.
AgriPulse Newsmakers is available now at www.agripulse.com. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley, he's not particularly a fan of tariffs either, but he said this week before ag media, he respects their validity of bringing about change.
Well, I'm a free trader. I voted for the USMCA. On the other hand, I think Trump has a new approach, tariffs, to put them on, bring people to the table, get freer trade. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm not going to badmouth Trump in the meantime. I'm going to hope it works. If it doesn't, ask me when it doesn't work.
Grassley admits he tried to advance legislation once to limit the executive branch use of tariffs to no avail. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.